Alba Learning, audiolibros y libros, presenta Fábulas actualizadas de Esopo. Más audiolibros y libros gratis en albalearning.com. Fábulas de Esopo.
The Wolf and the Little Goat.
Leído por Alba para albalearning.com.
It was early morning
and time for the goats to graze.
Little Goat and his mother were following the flock to the field when they bypassed a stream. One of the dogs, which was guarding the flock, said, "Anyone who is thirsty may stop for a drink. I will stand guard over you." Little Goat was thirsty, so he crossed over to the stream. Just as he was about to drink from the stream, Little Goat saw his own reflection in the water. There, right on his head, were two newly grown horns. Little Goat was so excited that he jumped up and cried, "I've got horns! I've got horns!" He quickly ran over to his mother and showed her his newly grown horns.
"That's great, dear," said his mother. "But your horns are still tiny, so don't wander away from the dogs, or the wolf will catch you."
But Little Goat wouldn't listen. "I'm not scared of the wolf anymore. I've got horns. I will fight him if he comes close." So it was late afternoon and the dogs were ushering the flock back home.
As usual, Little Goat's mother called out to her son, "Come to Mommy, dear. It's time to go home."
But this time Little Goat would not listen. "I've got horns," Little Goat thought to himself. "I am a big goat now, and I'm not scared of the wolf. I will eat some more grass, and then I will grow bigger." So Little Goat kept nibbling on the grass while the flock started their journey home. Suddenly, a big shadow loomed over Little Goat. When he looked up, Little Goat was very frightened. It was a very big wolf. Little Goat ran wildly about the field, screaming to his mother. But all the goats had gone home, and so had the dogs. The wolf sprang before Little Goat and grinned. "Hello, little fellow. You look so irresistible." Little Goat knew he could not outrun the wolf, so he said, "Please, Mr. Wolf, I know you are going to eat me, but could you please grant me a wish?"
"A wish?" smiled the wolf. "What wish, my little sweetie?"
"I would love to hear some beautiful music before I die, so could you please sing me a song?" The wolf thought for a while and said, "A song before a feast? I love that." So the wolf began piping away. But little did he realize that the flock and the dogs had not gone far.
Soon, two of the dogs among the flock had heard the wolves piping. They recognized that it was a song a wolf sang before a feast. Immediately, the two dogs rushed back to the field. When the wolf saw the dogs coming, he ran away as fast as he could. "Why didn't I just shut up and eat that goat?" the wolf cursed himself. Moral: do not let anything turn you from your purpose. Fábulas de Esopo, leídas por Alba para albalearning.com.